on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
5 minutes past 7, we're on the Pakenham Syntho today. Warren Huntley's going to be taking us through his thoughts. Jeez, there's 10 races on the Syntho today. I think that must be absorbing a few. Well, there's no country race meeting on Saturday. I'm not sure what the story is there, but does look like they're playing catch-up on the Syntho today. The first is at 11.55. The second is at 4.10. Sorry, the last is at 4.10. Matty Kamani's got a couple of runners, and he's going to join us to go through those as well. Warren joins me. This is a synthetic marathon today, Warren.
Yeah, the Pakenham synthetic track seems pretty popular, Matty. And you recall this time last year we had that week three of racing near the end of the season, and it was originally scheduled for the season just completed as well too, but the participants spoke strongly that they didn't want that, but the total number of race meetings had been set for the year, so they had to pinch a couple to fill that void that would have been the week three racing, and some of those meetings came from Saturday provincial meeting, the Saturday just gone, and one of the Sunday meetings from yesterday, so that's why we didn't have a significant amount of provincial racing this weekend.
All right, so we are on the Pakenham Syntho today. Matt Kamani is on the line. Just spoke to Deck Maher. I'm thinking, for some reason, I keep thinking Tookie Trout Farm. We're ready. How are you, Matt?
Good, thanks, Marty. How are you?
Yeah, I had spoke to Declan just before. It made me start thinking about a popular dining venue that we probably need to get back to.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't been there for a while, actually. But do another visit.
No, exactly right. All right, well, one of us will have to organise it. That's the problem. How are you looking for today? You running all four?
Yes, definitely. We finally got some good barriers, so I'm going in there with a little bit of confidence today. Hopefully it comes through.
Be nice, and I'm not going to bang on about this forever, but it'd be nice if your home track synthetic raced as well as the one that takes you a couple of hours to get to.
I know, it would. Yeah, it certainly would. Hopefully Race Victoria are working on that. We can just try and keep the kick back down. I think that'll make for some more even results and more predictable results.
Absolutely. Etria is your runner in the first for Billy Egan, and you're going to go around a short price favourite here.
Yeah, I think she merits it because she's been building for a win, I think. She certainly looked close to it last start. Unfortunately, just found one better. But she's certainly in good shape. And, you know, I thought of her as being slightly better than this grade. So I'm hopeful that she can live up to it today.
Mugger's Eagle has its second start in race two. Obviously has to improve on its first start. But who's to say it can't?
Yeah, she was a bit disappointing, I think, in that first start. I mean, I always expected her to want a little bit further, but she's a horse that gallops quite well at home. You know, she just got left out of it completely last start. So I'm hoping a lot of that was down to inexperience, even though she'd had a few jump outs. But she's drawn low today. If she can break with the field and go with them, and if she's not left behind early, I think we'll see an improvement. And as I say, she gallops quite well at home. So I'm looking for a considerable improvement today.
Barrier one over 1,400 at Pakenham on the synthetic is almost like, it's difficult, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, it's difficult. I mean, I'm not looking for her to sort of break and lead or anything like that, but I'd like her to break into the field and go with them. And I think the pace looks like it's closer to us than the wider gates. And so hopefully some of the wider barriers will drop back and come around the back of us and we can find ourselves in the middle of the field without having to do too much work to get there. And if she can find that spot and have the rail for support, hopefully she can go around and show, you know, a fair bit of improvement from her first start.
Munyanko's also drawn closer in than out in race eight, but is going to go around a very warm favourite as well.
Yeah, I think so, and I think with reason. I mean, interestingly, before last start, a couple of weeks before that, she had got a foot abscess. She lived out in a sand yard, and with the weather being what it's been, she had developed a foot abscess, and so we'd brought her in and put her in a box, and that just didn't work for her, I don't think, and she pulled up after the race almost like she was tied up. We took some bloods and everything, and she showed that she hadn't tied up, in fact, even though she presented like a horse that had. So we didn't really find any reason for it, even though she had run quite well. Since then, we put her back out in the yard, and she's back to her usual self, and so hopefully we can see her back on track in her races. Stepping up to 1,400 today, I think that'll work for her. I think in her last start, if we exclude any potential sort of physical physical problems or steps back, I think the 1400 will work for her, and she doesn't need to lead, but she can be positive from that gate and sit in behind the leader, and hopefully from there put in a winning run down the straight.
Gee, I hope I'm wrong about the inside being off, because Kaylou has drawn barrier one in race nine.
I know, it's typical, isn't it? We've had nothing but bad barriers recently. Now we get some good ones, and there's talk of the inside being off. But look, I think it always plays pretty fair, personally. Packham's a great track, both the grass and the poly track. I think it's a very fair track, and I think they'll all have their chances.
All right, so a little gear change for Kaylou as well?
Well, we just took the blinkers off because I don't think she needs them. I don't think they make much difference. And 1400, what I don't want to see her is over racing. Hopefully she'll be able to find a nice spot and settle and relax and finish off well.
Etteria or Munyanko, if I was to sort of put you under enormous pressure, which one?
Well, I think Munyanko's been a little bit more consistent. Not that Etteria hasn't, because I think she's been relatively consistent as well. And when she hasn't been, there's been good reasons for it. But Munyanko seems to be, she's a horse that's very rarely out of the placings. And I think she's probably got the best chance of winning today.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Matt Kamani there. Warren, I know Brent Zarafa's big on this, and I've noticed it as well. Do you find that it's very difficult down on the rail on the synthetic at Pakenham?
Yeah, I think the most recent meeting was quite fair. I covered that for racing.com, and it actually seemed to play quite fairly. Leaders didn't seem to be disadvantaged. I had a similar view watching a number of meetings over the last few weeks, but now, I'm still thinking you can balance up and work home in races where there's reasonable tempo, and you'd like that. But, gee, I thought the most recent meeting that it played pretty fair, and quite often horses down near the inside, as long as the tempo wasn't too great, so they weren't disadvantaged at all.
All right, well, let's get wriggling. We have got 10 to get through. The first is at 11.55, 2,200 metre, pardon me, maiden. Number five's out. Etteria is the $2.20 favourite for Matt Kamani. 8, Opportunity Missed, $4.20. 7, Gabenya is at $5.50, the same as 9, Parazzi. $7.50, Steak Knives, and then Big Odds the rest.
I think it's a good race for Etteria. I'm keen on her. She's had the run in the distance range now. Through all her career and trials and jump outs, she's always looked like a horse that would get out to this trip and perhaps beyond. And I think today can be the day for number 6, Etteria. Had a 3, Steak Knives. He was honest, solid last start behind Sing for Peace. That form looked good with Sing for Peace going to Caulfield and winning. 9, Parazzi, and 7, Gabenya also look like this trip will suit. Probably the same could be said for number 8, Opportunity Missed, stablemate to Parazzi, but you can't put them all in. I thought 6 was the one here with a little bit of fresh blood in these staying ranks getting out to this trip after a good run at 2,100 metres. Keen on 6 out of 3, 9 and 7.
6, 3, 9, 7, the second 1,400 metre maiden. Scratchings are 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Sycorax number 8 is the $2.15 favourite for Moods. 4, Keppel Bay, $5. 10, Trusted Lady, $5.50, and then out to dollars $8, number 12, Emirati.
Yeah, I think she's a deserved favourite. Sycorax, I thought she ran well last start. She'll be fitted with that first up run under the belt, and Captain Jar made that form look good with a terrific win from off speed going up in grade at Bendigo yesterday. So 8 for me, head of 12, Emirati, who jumped out nicely going into the debut and actually held her ground in a stronger race on debut. Pre-race earmuffs go on today. 2, Ask. Good luck to Joan and Roland Walker here with one of theirs and racing in the reckless colours. Blinkers go on. I thought actually poked along all right last start. Fitter third up, and 4, Keppel Bay's fit and honest. 8, 12, 2, 4.
Yeah, good luck, Joan, in race 2 with Ask. Let's go over to race 3. This is over 1,200 metres. Another maiden. 6, 7, 11, 13, 17, 18. Favourite number 9, Keitel, is at $4.20, $5.50, Frostwood number 1, $6 for Warren number 10, $8.50, number 14, Cable Glow, and $8.50, Smiling Zach. You know, Matthew went around yesterday, Warren.
He went around at the Valley, didn't have any luck on Saturday. I'm hoping Warren has a bit more luck than Matthew. He's trolled up quite nicely, but I think the first starters can be right to the fore here. Deplane and Keitel come through a safe jump out recently. It's like the way Keitel was closing off in that jump out. Going to go with 9, Keitel. Ahead of 10, Warren, who's also jumped out nicely to resume, to make the debut. 14, Cable Glow's won at odds. Had absolutely no luck last start. Don't know how close Cable Glow was going to finish, but I think that she could have been, or he could have been, right in the mix with Clear Galloping Room in the home straight, but despite the fact that he was big odds. 2, the Black Panthers resuming with the blinkers off. 9, 10, 14 and 2.
9, 10, 14 and 2 over to race 4. This is over 1,000 metres. Maiden, again. Scratch 6, 7, 8, 11. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is number 5, Extra Smart, at $2.50 for Moods again. 10, Tycoon Titmus is at $3.80. 12, USSR is at $5. $7.50, Aura Gold, number 4, 1, Bold Intentions, $8. And then $11 or better, the rest.
Love what I've seen from the trials and jump outs of number 10, Tycoon Titmus. And it could be the omen bet with the Commonwealth Games on. And, gee, I think she's been really strong through the line. And kicking off here at 1,000 metres, I don't think she'll be right on speed, but she'll be very strong. And trusting the stable, that 1,000 metres is the right race to kick her off, because I think she's a very talented filly from what we've seen at the trials and the jump outs, or at least better than this grade. 10 ahead of 5, Extra Smart, who was solid on debut. Might have had to do a little bit of work early there and then got tired late, but was well in the market there. Should get a nice run from that draw. 1, Bold Intentions, resumes gelded, looks to have trialled up well. And 12, USSR, probably the leader, just worried about enough strength late to hold off a few of the closers. 10, 5, 1 and 12.
10, 5, 1 and 12 over to race 5. This is a benchmark 58 over 1,000 metres. 1 and 11 not running. Tab Fixed Odd favourite is number 6, Side Bet, at $3.70. Just ahead of Far Enough, number 5. Just ahead of number 2, Throw at the Stumps, $4. And then out to $5, Overboost, $8.50, Just Abby, number 10. So this could even shuffle around a bit, this top order, couldn't it?
It wouldn't surprise me, Maddie, and I don't think there's a lot between them. Like the way that number 5, Far Enough's coming to hand for Spike Short, lightly raced. So might have had some issues in terms of being able to get to the track through the career to date, but looks to be coming to hand well and can be produce a run fresh. Was a debut winner, so first up's not an issue. Like what I've seen leading into it. Blinkers and Tongue Tie off 5, head of 2, Throw at the Stumps. Best performance recently was here at this track, back to the synthetic track where that devastating win 3 starts ago might well be a formula that can get him back in winning form. 3, Overboost, was strong to the line, winning last start. Big, powerful galloper who's had an interesting career. He's now with the Gorman stable. He spent time overseas, but he does look like he's going very well for the new camp. And 6, Side Bet, next best for me with the winkers on. 5, 2, 3, 6.
5, 2, 3, 6 in race 5. We're at the halfway mark of a marathon program. It's 18 minutes after 10.
On RSN 927's Racing Polls, the Victorian Form Preview.
20 minutes past 10, we're up to race 6 at Pakenham. If you're a quaddy player, just be mindful that there are 10 races and the quaddy doesn't start till race 7. So we'll get to that race in a minute. The 6th race is over 1,200 metres and we scratch numbers 10 and 14. Don't hesitate. Number 1 is the $3.30 Fixed Odds favourite. 8, the Cassini, $5. 4, Eclipse Solar is at $7. 3, Optimizer is at $8, and then $8.50, Tread Softly, $10, Galactus. So outside the favourite, there's quite a few in the market here, Warren.
Competitive races is the case with a lot of them today, Matty. Thought Don't Hesitate was very good, number 1 winning on debut. He looks to have trialled up nicely to resume here. First run for Dan McCarthy. I'm going to go with 1, a few gear changes there, blinkers and the tongue tie off. First run for the preparation. Head of 4, Eclipse Solar, who's got race fitness, is racing consistently, probably settles a little bit off speed, should be strong late. 8, the Cassini, was good winning last start, been consistent leading into that maiden victory, obviously rises in grade following that. 7, Grey at the Ready, looks to have jumped out okay to get back to the races with the winkers on. Could have easily missed the winner in this race, Matty, tough race. 1487.
1487, quaddy starts race 7. This is a 1200 metre benchmark 58. We're going without 3, 8 and 10. Video, number 1, for the premiership-winning combo of Ma Eustace, is a $2.80 Fixed Odds Tab favourite. Just ahead of Martini Special at $3.10 for Jerome Hunter. 4, Exceedingly Magic, $7. 11, Silver Lady Silver is $7.50. And they're basically the only ones in the market, Warren.
Taking 3 in this first leg of the quaddie, Maddie, I think numbers 1 and 7, as the market suggests, are the
key winning hopes. Slightly into the seven, Martini Special. She jumped out well going into that first up win, and she won in good style here on this track, so that's a positive. She'll be fitter. One video's resuming, but he's been given some solid work leading into this. He's been gelded. The blinkers are off for the first up run. He looks to be going well. 11 Lady Sylvia, fitter for one run, back from a spell, and I'll put She's a Tilly in, who looks to be going okay for Nigel Blackiston as next best. 7-1-11-9.
7-1-11-9, first leg of the quaddie from Warren. Race 8 is a benchmark 58 over 1,400. We scratched 3-14-15. 8 Love a Duck, $3.30, fixed odds favourite. 2 Singleton Park is $4.20, the same as 9 Moon Yanko. We heard from Matt Kamani earlier, and then out to $11, Smoke and Toff and the rest.
I'm one at odds here in number 7, Denali. She's been a consistent mare through her career, and yeah, I like the way she's trialling going into this first up run. There looks reasonable speed in this race. Moon Yanko will roll along on the speed, you would think, getting tested out to 1,400 metres. With 7 each way, ahead of 8, Love a Duck. It was a solidly run race last start. Did some work, battled on well. Definite winning chance. As is 2, Singleton Park, who's going well, gets the claim for Sheridan Clark. And 9, Moon Yanko should give a sight riding the speed. The last little bit of the 1,400 metres at this stage is unknown. 7 each way, head of 8, 2 and 9.
$12 chance, your first selection there. Number 7, Denali. Over to race 9. The scratchings here are 6, 7 and 8. 1,400 metre, 58. 4, Oxley Jack, $4 favourite. 1, Hilverston, $6. The same as 2, Catalina Black Cat. $7 for Kay Lou for Matt Kamani. $10 Inordinate, Toosby $11, also the same for Jolting. So, yeah, pretty deep race.
It is, Matty. Again, Oxley Jack will probably roll along here. A good short course horse getting tested out to the 1,400 metres with the visor off. If he gets in his rhythm and he gets it right, I think he's a must include. I'm tipping number 2, Catalina Black Cat, who's got race fitness going well, experience in this distance range. No real excuses last start, but that was a solid enough race as a reference for this at Geelong last start. 2 ahead of 3, Inordinate. I think he's trialled up nicely to resume here. Jamie Mott and Philip Stokes have got one of the best strike rates in recent times of trainer jockeys combining. It hasn't been something that's been a long-term association, but when they do combine, they're doing it with regular success. Oxley Jack will give a good sight riding the speed, and the last little bit of the 1,400 metres a query, but I think he has to go in. And 11 KU fitter for one run back with the blinkers off. 2-3-4-11.
2-3-4-11, race 9. Race 10 rounds us off. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,600 metres. Scratchings are 7, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Tatsuro, Bedgie, $5 favourite. Reminds me, we're trying to get Bedgie in for a good chat in the studio on Wednesday. Let you know about that. 8, Tatsuro on top. 4 bucks at $6. 2... in the Lap of the Gods, $7, the same as Opportunity Lost number 6, $7.50 Quick Enough number 9, $8 Bank a Nip, $9.50 She's a Sniper, $10 Numero Quattro. So, yeah, plenty of value to come home with if we can nail it.
You think they'll run along here too? Matty, Let's Excel's a big, strong, on-speed galloper with Craig Newitt aboard from a good draw. I think that'll set the race up to be run at least at a reasonable tempo. Even finish, I think number 2 in the Lap of the Gods is going better than his 2 runs suggest with a 5 and a 7. The good speed will help. He'll balance up a little bit off speed, but he's got a big stride on him. He's a good rolling style of horse, and I think he'll get an opportunity here, maybe 3 wide with cover, 2 ahead of 8 to Tsuro, who might lob into that sweet spot behind the speed and just be in the right spot to pounce with a few coming from off speed, trying to reel Tatsuro in late. One of those might be number 9, Quick Enough, who had to do some work from back in the field after being slowly away last start. Has a great winning chance here, as does number 4, Bucks. Tough finish, 2, 8, 9 and 4.
2, 8, 9 and 4. So we've got a lot to deal with here. We've got 10 races to get our head around. How are you going to think you might play it?
Make the best early. Race 1, number 6, Edirea. I just think she's in the right race to break through. Bit of value throughout the day, but I'll go with race 8, number 7, Denali. First up as my value in the double figures. First leg of the quaddie, numbers 1, 7 and 11. Second leg, 2, 7, 8 and 9. Third leg, 2, 3, 4 and 11. Tough finish, including numbers 1, 2, 4, 8 and 9. Thought we could play a running double in the middle of the day as a player that A races 4 and 5, taking 5 and 10 in the first leg into 2, 3 and 5 in the second leg. If we snare that double, which I hope we do, and it pays more than $6, we'll show a profit.
Terrific. Good on you, Warren.
Thanks, Matty.
Warrant Huntley there. Dave Strelaw from racing.com, a.k.a. The Sultan, has got some thoughts today. Dave, how are you?
Good morning. Going very well, thank you.
That's good. You've got a couple here, or three, that you like, and we start with Sycorax in race 8.
Race 2,
Sycorax. I'm misreading my script.
Peter Moody trained So You Think Mare, and she was very good first up at Bendigo, ran the second fastest 4-200 split of the day, and then just peaked late. But we've seen outstanding form out of that race. Red Columbine was well beaten back in fourth. She's won since. The winner, Cap de Wild, was a very impressive winner yesterday in her second start in Australia at Bendigo. So, look, whether or not she handles the synthetic remains to be seen, but it's the home track, and the Moody Stable go at 24% there this season. So I'm willing to back them in, and she looks one of the better bets on the program, Sycorax, in race 2.
All right, and you feel the same way about Lover Duck in race 8?
I do. He's been very well backed this morning. I thought that he should have gone up favourite ahead of Moon Yanko, and the market's corrected itself. He's off a little let up, but he comes through two very fast races for the class, and he's done so having done work early. I think he gets outside the leader today with ease, really, for Jamie Mott. And if he runs similar times to what he has in the last two, then nothing will get near him. So he looked like a really good play early, and you could still back him at the current quote, Love a Duck.
All right, and then we come home with Astra Bow in race 10. Race 10, we got Quick Enough.
Yeah, race 10, Quick Enough, but if you look at when he was back and wide and held up last start on the Ballarat Synthetic, but if you look at his work, he changes legs with about 50 to go, and then you look at him past the post and the jockey can't pull him up. He's got smoke coming out of the gloves. So I think the 1,600 metres on the Pakenham Synthetic will certainly suit his racing pattern more than Ballarat. He looks like really good value.
And Astro Bow was the other one. Hey, good on you, Sultan. Good luck.
Thanks, mate. Have a good one.
Just repeating, Sycorax race 2, Lover Duck race 9, Astro Bow race 10. Race 9, Astro Bow and race 10, Quick Enough. I'm a bad reader. Oh, nice jacket, Gareth.
Cotton on.
Oh, well, see, you got something out of Mytho's boot on his way out, did you?
No, hello, Matty.